Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Good evening.
I'm Colleen Ballinger, here with my co-host and handsome husband, Eric Stocklin. Also here with our third co-host, I guess.
Charcuterie.
Bunch of cheese.
That's what you said you wanted for dinner tonight.
Yeah, you know what's so funny is this is the most beautiful charcuterie board. Look at this. Eric surprised me and just walked in with this big old charcuterie
board. You're about to start and I walked in with this.
So surprise. Cute. You know what's so funny, though? Do you remember what I said when I said this afternoon? This is amazing, beautiful, better than any woman could ever dream of.
What?
You did nothing wrong. This is a dream come true. There's prosciutto and beautiful loaf of, I'm assuming, some sort of French baguette. There's fig jam. There's apricots, dried apricots and grapes. And it looks like brie, cheddar,
maybe
pepper
jam,
gouda. Like some sort of pepperoni things.
Yeah.
Do you remember what I said today when you saw the prosciutto and you're like, what's that for?
Yeah, you said you wanted this for dinner.
No, do you remember what I said I was craving? Do you remember?
What?
I said I bought goat cheese because I wanted goat cheese on bread.
All right, let's start over.
No, I'm not starting to come back. I'm just teasing you.
I forgot the one cheese, right? I'm gonna go get the goat cheese.
No, I don't want you to get that. Oh my god! I just think it's the most beautiful cheese board in the freaking universe.
I just think it's so funny that this is because
I had said I was craving goat cheese, and I was like, "Oh, goat cheese sounds good with like prosciutto and like a piece of bread or something." But I was just really craving goat cheese. I bought goat cheese yesterday, and I was like, "I think I was thinking about eating that for dinner," and Eric's so sweet and went above and beyond to build this most beautiful tray of charcuterie gorgeousness. And the one thing that I was craving isn't on it, which I'm not mad about because now look at this. I mean, if you're listening, you can't see it, but so sweet and so pretty, honestly. Charcuterie boards are something that I had zero interest in ever in my whole life until I became well into adulthood. Like, I remember being younger, even in like college and even post-college, being like, why would anyone want this food? It's just a bunch of cold cheese and weird meats. Like, I never understood the appeal of it. And I probably should wait till Eric's in here to say this. I don't think I was ever even slightly interested in anything on a charcuterie board until I met Eric. Because Eric taught me the proper way to enjoy a cheese board. Because I was always like, why would you, like, what about this is appealing? Because to me, I never liked cheese cold. I only liked it if it was like melted on like a grilled cheese or on a pizza. But I honestly like some, like the people who've been listening for a very long time might know this or might remember this. But my first like AIM name, my first AIM screen name or whatever you call it, was Cheese Is Gross with a Z. Cheese Is Gross because I didn't like cheese. I would take it off my pizza. I only eat it on a couple of things. So a bunch of cold cheese was never something that appealed to me. Here comes Eric. But I was just telling them, love, that before I met you, I didn't understand the appeal of a cheese or charcuterie board. There's nothing about... Wait, what?
What? Is crumbled goat cheese.
What? I didn't do this on purpose. I didn't go to the store. I got a thing of goat cheese. I did not get crumbled. I ordered like a block of goat cheese. But they gave us... This looks like feta.
It's not. It's crumbled goat cheese. That's what it says. It tastes like goat cheese, but it's weird.
Well, what I was saying.
Sorry
is that
to disappoint.
You absolutely did not disappoint. It's just funny that I was
I get it. Goat's the goat.
I was like, I'm craving goat cheese, and you're like, I got you. I will make the most incredible, beautiful
Well, I heard you've
ever seen in your life.
I heard charcuterie board for dinner, and I ran. I was like,
yeah, you sure did. I was like, where are you going? He's like, the grocery store. And I was like, oh, great, route of paper towels. He's like, oh,
bought two rolls.
I was like,
bought a two pack.
Two? What? A two pack? Are you a bachelor? Who puts a two pack?
I can't get it out of my. Yeah, no, I'm a family man now. Yeah, but well, because I was like, well, how, what happened
bought,
was
wait, you bought a two pack?
I know. Is it embarrassing? Pie? No, it's probably no. It's fine. It's fine. It's like that's like the seventh generation one or whatever. I think is the brand. But what happened was, I was charcuterie board. So excited. Ran to the grocery store, and I'm not a cart person. I'm a hand cart person.
Oh my god! Since
I just had the hand cart, I was about to leave, and I was like, oh yeah, paper towels. And I was didn't want to like carry around the big like giant block of like you know. Eight rolls of paper towels. So I was like, two pack. That'll get us through the night.
Honey.
Husband of the year.
Can you get paper towels? And I was like, oh, and we're out of jelly and strawberries?
And strawberries. So I got two rolls of paper towels and strawberries, and I forgot the jelly.
Okay. Well,
But look at this charcuterie board.
You need to let go of that hand cart thing. You're a family of five.
Start pushing around a cart? Like a proper adult?
I sometimes need two carts.
But anyway, how does that work?
It's pretty crazy. But here, I wanted to say...
You're pushing and pulling?
Well, listen, I wanted to say about this, what I was talking about before you came back in, sure. Is that before I met you, charcuterie boards were, like, disgusting to me. I was like, why would anyone want this? There's nothing appealing about this cold cheese and
gross meat.
What's
gross about it?
Everything was gross to me about it. And there's nothing appealing about it. I was like, this isn't food. This is cold cheese and bread. Like, it wasn't appealing to me. But when I met you, you wanted to do a charcuterie board one night or something. And you taught me, like, you put on the prosciutto and then you put honey on it. Like, you put honey.
Oh, yeah.
And
so you want honey, brie, prosciutto, bread.
Yeah, but I had never done, like, the charcuterie board. I'd never done, like, a thing like how... you're supposed to do it. I'd be like, okay, I guess I'll take a bite of cold cheese. I guess I'll eat a bite of weird meat. It was never interesting. Like, I'd never understood the appeal. I didn't realize, like, oh, you put it all together. I always thought I thought a charcuterie board was a wooden board full of weird snacks that I wasn't interested in. I didn't realize you put them all together to make a delicious bite.
Have you never been? Do you not understand how food works? I don't understand. So when you see foods on a thing, you assume they're all meant to be eaten individually, as opposed to combining them.
Is he in a plate? Do you mix everything on your plate?
So when you go to a salad bar, you're like, oh, I can't put these things in the same box.
No, this is a plate of all these things. It's always like out as an appetizer type thing. So I just thought it was like.
So you're admitting that you didn't know how. Cheese boards work?
Oh my god, I said snakes. A bunch of little snacks. Yeah, I didn't understand and I didn't have any interest in it because I didn't really like cheese very much growing up. What?
You didn't like cheese?
That.
I don't know. It came with like a thing.
What did I just put
that in? That wasn't a pre-made like cheese.
I thought it was a raisin.
Thing. I don't think so. I think it's like a cranberry?
No. I don't know what it is. It was very intense. We should not be eating on the podcast. That's a horrible thing for them to listen to. No one wants to hear eating.
There's not charcuterie board podcasts?
I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
But this was very sweet. Thank you so much for making this, love. Very, very sweet. Who needs to relax for you this week, my dear?
I don't know.
Okay. I think who needs to relax?
That was too good. That was good with the fig jam and the prosciutto?
Yeah, I wouldn't...
And the pepper jack?
Yeah, just don't chew into the mic, maybe.
Okay.
Just in case people don't want to hear it. I don't know. They might like it. Some people like that kind of thing. But some people don't.
The other thing you said to me today... was that like, you're like, I haven't had wine in 6 years.
Longer, yeah.
And it's for some reason, it popped in my head and it sounds good to me.
Yeah, I was craving it for like a morsel of a second today. I was like, oh, here, randomly.
Crisp white wine.
A really dry.
Sorry, got you. A really dry, crisp, cold white wine.
That's amazing. I'm not craving it anymore, but you should
definitely pour you like a sipple.
I'll have a sip. I have not had wine in so long, I can't even remember last time I had wine. But yeah, there was a weird moment today. We were house hunting, actually. And one of the houses we saw had like a little wine bar cellar, not a cellar. It was like a room. It was really weird. It was like a closet in the garage that they turned into a place where you could put wine if you wanted to. And I saw it and I was like randomly wanting a glass of really crisp, cold, dry white wine. I love a dry white wine. What kind of, I like,
it's a Pinot Gris.
Pinot Gris.
I thought it would be good for the, yeah, I thought it would be good.
That's the kind I liked. And I'm not even a white wine lady, or when I would drink, it was not really any kind of alcohol. Cheers.
I was like, oh, what an opportunity.
A date? Oh my God, we're so cute.
Read what the glass says.
Because twins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this glass.
It's a good one.
Because twins. Have a sip.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Mmm. Whoa, I have not had this in so long. You know what's crazy?
Where does that bring you back?
Alcohol tastes like a foot, like for real.
Come on.
It does.
When was the last time you ate a foot?
I don't know.
How do you know what
with foot our tastes kids, like? Who knows?
That's true.
This is like always something weird happening near our faces, mouths. There's chicken poop on my face yesterday, you know? You never know what's going
to
happen.
I feel like we're going to get to that.
We don't need to, but... Do you want me to say who needs to relax, or do you want to eat while I say who needs to relax?
No, I know. Yeah, this isn't really working out.
No, I'm. It's almost like a little bit of torture-y because like I want to eat it so bad.
Should we pause for a second so you can take a little bite?
We'll pause so I can take a bite. Oh man, we are back, and I am satisfied. That was so yummy.
Just give me bread and cheese.
I'm happy. Bread and goat cheese. I love goat cheese. Yeah, we had bread. Goat cheese, prosciutto. Little bit of a toasted slice.
Fig jam
in there. Oof. Get out of town. So good.
We had to stop.
I thought I was just going to take one bite. I ate like half
of it. Charcuterie comes first.
All right. So now we're ready to go.
Let's do it.
So can I tell you who I think needs to relax?
Please.
My ears.
Okay. What? Something's going on with your ears?
Something's wrong with me.
You're a mess, dude.
So.
Eyes, ears.
Can I just tell you? So I got.
You're falling apart.
I finally, unfortunately, started using AirPods like everyone else because I like the corded headphones. I don't like anything Bluetooth because I feel like it never works. I'm like an old lady about it. Like, I don't like anything Bluetooth. And
oh, you're having ear fatigue.
No. It's crazy. So you just burped the weirdest burp. I live for it, though.
I call it out.
Well, you kind of called it out with your facial expressions a little bit. And also the sound of the burp.
We just housed a cheese board in like 30 seconds. And then came back.
No, here's the deal.
There's a lot happening inside me.
In the last year, I use AirPods with my phone. I still, with my computer, use like headphones with a cord. So anyway, I'm using these AirPods. And I only do one ear at a time. I don't like putting both in at the same time because I feel like I can't hear everything. Like, I don't like that feeling. So whenever I wear headphones, I always just use one. And the AirPods that I had, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The left one.
Earbuds.
Earbuds, yeah. So the left one is fine, but the right one never worked. I was like, oh, something happened to this freaking little headphone thingy. Like, it doesn't work. Like, something got in it, or it just got ruined or whatever. So then I got new AirBuds.
Just combine the two, sure.
And I was like, I was using them and I forgot which one was which, and I guess they got switched up. And then every time I would use them, I'd be like, oh my God, somehow I always end up with the one that doesn't work in my right ear.
Forgot which one was which, like they're ergonomically designed to go in a specific ear on the side of your head. How would you mix them up?
No, I'm saying I had two AirPod things, like two cases with two different sets of AirPods or whatever.
Understand now, yes.
And so I'd take them out, or the kids would take them out, and when they got put back in the cases, they get switched up sometimes, whatever. So I thought every time I try to put in the one for my right ear, I get the crappy one that doesn't work somehow. Like, I never end up with the good one in my right ear, which it never bothered me too much because I just then only use the left ear one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I, the other day, I was using the right one because the left one was out of batteries. And I was like, oh, I have to like turn it up as loud as it can possibly go to even hear a slight sound out of this thing. So annoying. Mm-hmm. And I like kind of rolled over in bed and leaned in a way where the AirPod kind of fell out of my ear a little bit and twisted weird.
Okay.
And then I could hear perfectly fine. And I was like, oh, did it get fixed? And I picked it up. I put it back in my ear. Didn't work.
Yeah.
The AirPod, earbud, whatever, that goes in my right ear, it only works if it's twisted like up words and wrong.
Is this an older pair? So you got a bum one.
No, I'm telling you, I have two. Ear? I'm telling you, it is my ear. I realize it has nothing to do.
It's a canal problem?
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with my ear that I can, but I can hear perfectly fine out of the AirPod thingy if I twist it so that the, like, the stick part of the earbud is sticking up into the sky.
So you have to do that?
If I want to use the right one. My ear doesn't work with it sitting how it's supposed to sit. What does that mean?
That's crazy. It means, have you ever seen people do that? Like, they do like a candle wax thing.
I don't get it.
Okay.
But how does that work? They just let hot burning wax drip into their ears.
I don't know. We should do it though.
Sounds horrible. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Uh-huh.
You put a candle on your ear and the wax drips into your ear and suddenly there's not
earwax. I've seen like social media videos where the guy has like an AirPod like sticking straight up and people are like making fun of that. But like you need that for it to work.
Yeah.
So I feel like it won't even function because they like know somehow these little nibs know that they're in the right place to be working.
Well, I don't know. My ears are too. My right ear is messed and like doesn't work.
Oh,
but unless it's twisted
upside down. You should go down like a ear doctor.
Yeah, it works fine if it's upside down.
It's interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Who needs to relax for you, love? Sorry. That was interesting.
I got a couple. We had to do some like Zoom meetings this week. I don't feel like I've ever hung up a Zoom in any kind of confident manner.
It's so awkward.
How do you okay, bye. And then it's just two people on screens reaching awkwardly to try and figure out how to make it stop and end as you know.
It's painful.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I don't know how to make it. Because you don't.
And then I feel like it's not. Then I finally leave the meeting and I feel like it's not over.
Yeah, I feel like they can still hear me. But I don't. You don't want to like anticipate that it's going to end soon and put your hand on the mouse and like try to find the exit or the leave button because it looks rude.
Way to do it.
No, because that's rude to look like you're trying to get on the computer or doing something on
I would
computer.
Rather that than like fumbling and having those like. So you have this meeting and this what's weird is that like this started at least in my life during the pandemic and I've learned nothing about how to end a Zoom meeting successfully. But like you're having this like forced kind of like human interaction on like between Zoom screens and then you have to end it. And there's always those like 3 seconds and it's the longest 3 seconds of your entire life.
It's so brutal.
Where you're just like searching for how to end this meeting.
It's so brutal. Yeah, I don't like that.
And a lot of times I do it on my iPad that has that like keyboard attachment and I'll just like slam it closed.
I think they can still hear you.
They can then still hear you. Yeah, because the one we had the other day, I then opened it and it was like the meeting was still going.
You're lying.
After like 10 seconds, I swear it was. I swear, I'm not lying.
Because I feel like after the meetings that we had, every single
one, like, no,
is it still going? Is it still going? Can they
that's
hear
all
it?
The yeah, that's all they would have heard is like, is it off? But I feel like that's part of it. So I don't think that this should be a part of human interaction. I think it's unnatural. And I think like there should just be like a, I don't know, some an easier way to end these Zoom meetings.
Like what? Do you have any pitches?
It just like, I don't know, explodes. I don't know.
The computer?
Yeah. It's just, then you have to get a new one. I don't know.
I don't know if that's easier.
You have to get one Zoom meeting.
I think it kind of is like the easiest way it could be. Like you push the button that says leave meeting. It kind of is already the easiest way it could be.
No, but today, right? Like it wasn't an option. I feel like there should be like, how about this? Space bar. You hit space bar, it's over. It's a big button. You're having the meeting. You know, like, don't hit that big button because that'll make the meeting end.
Yeah,
if you want it to end, just spacebar done.
That's true. That's a good idea.
Like some sort of like quick cut kind of way to end it.
That's a good idea.
My other one for this week is fruit.
What?
Fruit.
Fruit has to relax?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah, all of it.
Why?
I don't think it's that great.
Get out of here right now.
And I feel like it's just like...
Hold on. There's a child awake. All right. Sorry for the abrupt... leaving. I mean, I guess for the listener and the viewer, we didn't go anywhere. We're just still right here. Nothing happened. But
anyways, fruit.
Fruit. Ugh, you're wrong on this one.
I don't can't think of a fruit that I ever crave. Don't
what?
I don't like them.
You don't like fruit? You just have fig jam.
That's fine, but that's a jam. It's not a fruit. I don't know.
Fig is a fruit.
A fruit jam. Jam's fine. Jelly's fine.
Those are fruits.
I'm talking more about fruit flies.
Okay, so it's not the fruit you have a problem with. It's the fact that you don't wash your fruit.
Well, it's just, I don't really eat the fruit. But then, like, also there's the flies. And I'm like, well, what's the point? It's a part of life that I could do without.
That is such a wild take. That
if you were to tell me, like, hey, you can never have fruit for the rest of your life, I'd be totally fine with that.
That's how I feel about meat.
That's fine, yeah.
But fruit is, like, I love fruit.
Name one.
Nectarines, delicious.
Nectarines?
Apples, grapes, strawberries,
nectarines cherries. Is like, just, like, skin juice pouches with, like fiber hair on them.
That's a peach, first of all.
Nectarines, no, I'm talking about when you peel it, and it's, like, those like the stringy things.
Are you talking about a mango?
No, I'm talking about nectarine.
Nectarines don't have string.
What do you mean? It's like a little mini orange, and then you, like, peel
absolutely
it off?
Absolutely not. What are you talking about?
What's a nectarine?
You don't know what a nectarine is?
Oh, is that the one that it's kind of like...
It's a peach, but not fuzzy.
Okay.
What did you think it was?
I thought you were talking about, like, those little clementines, like the little...
Clementines?
The little mini tangerines, the little mini oranges. I thought you were talking about...
Are they clementines?
I don't... God...
Look.
Attack.
I don't think
me.
We know what fruits are. I think fruit is so... The only fruit I'm not on board with... I don't even think I could think of one.
This time of year...
Blackberries.
All I can think about with fruit is that there's these flies that are constantly, like...
No.
Doing it on the fruit.
Stop
and then
it.
Making eggs on the fruit.
You need to stop
and
right
then
now.
Releasing their babies.
Because, wait, are you being serious? Are you
never.
Actually being serious?
Never.
Because love. You know that we have always had lots of fruit in our house because I love fruit. It was one of my number one cravings with the twins was fruit salads. I love fruit. Our kids love fruit. There's always lots of fruit in our house. We only recently have had fruit flies. And you know when we started having fruit flies? When you bought fruit flies at the store with Flynn. And then now we can't get rid of them because you bought...
They would come before that.
No.
I bought them for a praying mantis. I did. I bought them as food, as substance for praying mantis, a pet.
And
that
he
I
let
care
them,
deeply about.
Let
Bob
them go.
Is his name.
He let them go in the praying
Say
mantis.
Say Bob.
Bob. He let them go in the praying mantis tank, which has like a mesh top to it. So the fruit flies all just flew
and
out.
Some of them got out.
And
yeah.
flew into
but
our kitchen onto our fruit.
But we had fruit flies before because
no,
we had those like rack. We had the
we
fruit fly
that
rackets.
For flies. That was for actual flies. That was for real flies.
All right, fine. Fruit's great.
You don't have to like fruit. I'm just saying don't say that the fruit
I just never want to eat it. I just never want to eat.
I always want to eat it. I crave it all the time. I love fruit. There's not a single fruit. Like if I were to say what's your favorite fruit, you wouldn't have an answer.
I wouldn't because I don't like any of them.
You don't like any fruit?
None. Not one.
What?
Never want to eat any fruit for any reason. Not an apple, strawberry, blueberry. I want nothing
except
to do
for jam.
It. It's jammed. It's a, well, then it's a dip.
Oh, here we go, Tom.
I think jelly is a dip.
Come on. Was peanut butter?
Just use it as a dip. I just use the fig jam.
Was
as a
peanut
dip.
Butter then?
Is peanut butter a dip?
Is it
saying?
A salsa? Is everything salsa?
Everything's a salsa, yeah.
But is salsa just like pasta sauce?
No. What?
Salsa's tomatoes mushed up into like
terrible
a liquid
take.
Form.
No, terrible take. No.
It's essentially the same ingredients as a salt as a.
Is pasta sauce a salsa? Is that
no.
what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that salsa is a pasta sauce.
But I can't say it backwards. See, if I say it backwards and it doesn't make sense, then
well, because,
you're wrong.
Well, no, because pasta sauce is more popular than, like, it's a main dish, whereas salsa is just a dip that you sometimes have every once in a while. Like, whereas pasta is much more popular.
Uh-huh.
And more versatile. Like, you put pasta, like, you know what I mean? Salsa's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So is everything a pasta sauce? Or is everything a salsa? Is pasta sauce a dip?
I'm having a mental breakdown.
I can't
literally, my brain is splitting apart. Okay.
What do you like then? Cheese and meat.
Yeah. Because
you don't like vegetables.
And yeah. And
you do not eat vegetables. You do not like vegetables.
I like broccoli. I like cauliflower.
Not
I do.
Really?
Is potato a vegetable?
It's a root vegetable.
Sure. Yeah.
And you don't like potatoes.
I do.
You like sweet potatoes.
I do. And I like potatoes.
Hmm.
Colleen, I have a game for you.
A game? But I had so many other... Okay, let's do game.
Best week of my life because...
Hmm?
Very soon...
Oh, the Lions
football
game.
Starts.
Yeah.
And that's going to be great for you.
Yeah.
You're going to love that?
I will. I think it's fun that you like I come into it with you.
We're going to go to a game this year because...
We are?
The Lions play the Rams.
Did you buy tickets?
Not yet.
Okay.
I thought that was your job for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
But so I wanted to do like a quick recap.
Is that on your birthday? The game's on your birthday?
No, but it's... In the same
What's the game?
Year is my birthday. I don't know when they play. Week something.
Okay. Anyway, what's the game?
Okay, ready?
We're going to play football?
We're going to play football right now. I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
About football.
I think we've played this game before.
Sure. But just this is kind of a recap because you love to watch the games with me.
Especially
in person, you have to cheer. I just want to make sure you know what's going on. So I'll start with some questions here. Who are the Kings of the North?
The Kings of the North are the White Walkers.
No, be serious.
I am being serious.
Who are the Kings of the North? I'll give you this.
They have creepy blue eyes.
Who are the Kings of the NFC North?
I just told you. They have the white long hair. They have... Like, and they like eat.
Who's my favorite team?
It's been so long since I watched Game of Thrones.
Who's my favorite team?
Lions.
Detroit Lions, Kings of the NFC North. Name three players on the Lions. Name three players, just three. Football players, professionally, making millions of dollars on the Detroit Lions. Name three players. You have gone with me to the NFC Championship game. You've gone with me. To see them play the Chargers. We've only done two games together.
I couldn't tell you.
Name one.
I couldn't tell you some of your best friends' names. I couldn't tell you some of your relatives. I don't know anybody's names.
Name one player on the Detroit Lions team that your husband obsesses over.
Is that how you say Detroit?
Detroit. Right ahead of the hockey.
Three men on the... Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions.
Detroit.
Paul McCartney. Amy McAdams.
You can't name
Sarah McLachlan.
One was mentioned in another podcast. This is our podcast. The Kelce brothers also have a podcast, and they had a guest on a couple weeks ago named
Taylor Swift.
Tookie Sweek. What was her name? Taylor Swift. And she mentioned our quarterback named Jared. Finish the sentence.
Jared. Chad.
You can't finish it. Jared.
And there's Chad. And there's Matt. And there's...
You don't know his last name?
Travis. And...
She calls quarterbacks sneaky bitches.
I don't know.
Because of play action passes. You can't name his... You don't know his last name?
I do not know his name.
You can't name one player on the Lions?
No. I'm not
the guy who does the headstand celebration.
Yeah, the more you talk about them, it doesn't make it suddenly that I.
Amon Ra, finish this. Amon Ra,
Shishkanban, Amon Ron, Shishkanban,
Jameer,
Jamal,
Love,
what?
Sam,
Bam,
Samla,
Gamla,
Aiden,
Maiden.
Oh. Okay, so you can't do that. Name three positions a player can
Sneaky
play.
Sneaky bitch?
No, like their actual positions.
Sneaky bitch?
We'll say quarterback, because you know that, right?
I did not know that's what his actual name was. Quarterback?
Name three NFL positions for players.
The farter.
But can you name this one? Get it? Did the whole screen carpet thing? Yeah. Uh-huh. That's quarterback. Name two other positions that...
Oh, there's one that has a real raunchy name. It's like... hold on, give me a second. It's like...
You're thinking of Sam Laporta.
Booty butt. It's like called like...
Tight
in
end.
The butt. Tight end, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That one. Uh-huh. Tight end.
Can you name any other player positions in football?
Wide receiver.
Whoa!
I don't know where that came from.
Just came out of your brain?
Yeah. That's good.
That is a position.
Long fielder? Outfielder.
If you said long snapper,
is that a fish?
I would have applauded you.
Sorry, everybody. Our kids are all sick because school started. So I guess that also means that we need to be sick now 24/7.
Apparently, the second week of school, you all get sick.
I think half of a tooth is missing for me. I probably should go to the dentist about that.
Show me.
Feels like there's something sharp happening in there.
When did this happen?
Well, technically when I was pregnant with Flynn.
Oh.
I chipped a tooth and then I went in and they fixed it for me while I was very pregnant. And they said, this is very temporary. You're going to have to come back in a few months after you give birth. And I said, okay. And then I did not do that.
So 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, you should go to the dentist.
I know. It's really bad. I can't believe I just admitted that online. People are going to be really mad at me about that. I have not been to the dentist in so long. I really need to go. And my primary care doctor has been like, she's like yelled at me about it. You're going to go.
Well, I think, you know, admitting it publicly.
No, I have to do it.
On our niche podcast is step one.
Okay, I'm going to go, but.
You're going to go where?
To the dentist.
Okay, good. You couldn't name anyone. You can't name any positions.
I just did.
Why? Kind of did no tight end. How long is a football field?
70 yards.
Why would you say 70? Is this a bit? You think it's 70 yards?
Yeah, I remember seeing that number.
Why won't you say 100? Why won't you just say 100?
Because I remember seeing the number
just 70. Just say 100 yards.
100 yards.
Great.
How many is it?
It's 100 yards. How many plays do you get to get a first down?
4.
See? She knows a little bit.
I do remember that.
At the games, guys. When she's at the game, she's on her feet. She is screaming. She's yelling stuff.
I'm a team player.
She's high-fiving people. I'm doing this because I know you know. This isn't to expose you. This is like...
I've already been exposed.
Okay. So what is the first down?
First down is the first time they try to get it past the line.
The line of...
They put like a line.
Yeah.
They put like a flag and they go like, get to this.
So first down is you have to go 10 yards to get a new set of downs. And you've already established that, you know, you get 4 downs to get to that. Especially with the Lions, you know, you get 4 downs because Dan Campbell's going for it, right?
I don't know what that means, but sure.
How many points is a touchdown?
7.
I'm going to give it to you. It's
6 and 1 if you kick it.
It's an extra point.
See, I know everything.
How many points is a field goal?
I just told you.
I said touchdown. Well, how many points is a field goal?
That's the same thing. The goal is on the field, and you take the ball to the goal to get
it. When they can't score a touchdown, and they go for a field goal instead, where the kicker kicks it through the uprights.
I said it's 1.
For an extra point, yes. But when it's not the extra point after a touchdown, how many points is a field goal when they just kick it?
Nobody does that.
They do. These are people's
jobs. Just randomly in the middle of the game will be like, I just want to kick it in. They don't kick it. They run with it in their hands.
But if it's like a 4th down and they don't think they can get it, so they're just going to like, oh, we can't get a touchdown. We're just going to kick a field goal.
They just kick it to the other team.
And they kick it through the thing. Well, that's a punt.
I've never seen someone just randomly decide to
kick it. You were there with me when they beat the Chargers in a crazy scoring game on a field goal. How many points is a field goal? Which you don't know what it is. I'll give you a hint. It's the age of our twins.
3.5.
It's 3 points. You're right. Last question in our football quiz. And then I think it seems like you're ready for football season. Like, you know all the things. Yeah. And you're ready. You're ready to go on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Name a celebrity engaged to an NFL player who is not named Taylor Swift.
I don't know. I don't know any. I don't follow up with who's dating who in the football.
Name a celebrity who is currently engaged to a football player.
Taylor Swift is the only one I know.
That's not Taylor Swift. I'll give you a hint. She has record albums as well. Pop female record albums. Hmm. Including the hit, one of her hit singles called Starving. Capital Letters, another one of her popular songs on Spotify. Love Myself. Let Me Go. Most Girls. These are all her songs.
Okay.
Was also one of the youngest people ever nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress.
I thought she was a pop star.
Well, can't they do both? Come on. You're all for female empowerment.
I don't know.
She can't act and sing.
I don't know who it is. Oh, she dressed up like me for Halloween one time.
Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah. I didn't know she was married to a football player.
She's not. I said engaged.
Good for her.
Because all the talk about Taylor Swift. What about Hailee Steinfeld engaged?
I don't listen to her music. I'm sorry, Hailey. But she did dress up like Miranda one year for Halloween.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, she's now engaged to Josh Allen, the quarterback, the sneaky bitch for the Buffalo Bills.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I think so.
Do you think that, like, if you're allergic to cats, does that mean you're also allergic to lions? And tigers?
Yeah.
And
leopards? Well, it's a feline creature, right? They all kind of find, like, be under the same... What made you think of that? Because we're talking about the lions?
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, lions and, like... But I was also thinking about,
so
like...
So you weren't listening to the questions?
No, I definitely listened. I answered every single one.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just thinking, like... Because, you know, sometimes people, like, back in our day, allergies, like, oh, I'm allergic to this, I'm allergic to this. Like, what if people started saying, like, if someone's allergic to cats, they're like, if people are like, oh, are you allergic to anything? They're like, I'm allergic to lions. Because it's true. Or, like, instead of saying I'm allergic to dust, you'd be like, I'm allergic to particles of skin cells and fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of,
I don't think anyone's around lions enough to be, like, to be known to be allergic to them. Like,
but if it's a fact that you feel like we're
all allergic to lions because they would kill us, they would eat us.
Do you know what allergic means?
I do, but
I'm saying, like, if you have an allergy to something, like a common allergy, like an allergy to cats.
Yeah, but I'm just saying an allergy to a deadly predatory creature, like, you wouldn't.
Yeah, but like, how cool would it be to be like? Because people sometimes says, "Oh, are you allergic to anything?" Like in conversation, getting to know someone. What if you're like, "I'm allergic to lions."
Lions.
I'm allergic to wolves.
Yeah.
Because if you're allergic to dogs, you're probably allergic to wolves.
I think I'm allergic to eggs.
You eat eggs kind of every day.
Yeah.
So I don't
And I think I'm allergic to them.
Maybe you're developing an allergy.
Yeah.
But just because twice in like 6 months you got sick after eating eggs, it could have just been like you got sick.
No, I think I'm allergic to eggs every time.
You made scrambled eggs yesterday.
And I feel like I need support in this. And not,
I support you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're allergic to eggs.
Thank you.
You're allergic to eggs. But what would be the cool way to say that? That's what I'm saying. Like, what if people started saying their allergy was to something they like?
I'm allergic to ostrich eggs.
See? That's interesting. Because that would be like a conversation starter. And someone would be like, what? How'd you find that out?
Uh-huh.
You have to like answer that somehow.
What's a crazy nut? So you wouldn't say, like, I'm allergic to peanut butter. You'd just be like,
well, I have a all nuts are
nut
different.
Allergy. Like, what's the craziest?
Well, no, it would have to be a peanut something.
Well, if you have a nut allergy. No, what I'm saying, like, what's, like, the craziest? What's the lion version of a nut? What's, like, the craziest nut?
But if you're allergic to... No, I can't. If you're allergic to peanuts, you're not allergic to all nuts. You're allergic to peanuts. So you can't say I'm allergic to a walnut because you're not. You're allergic to a peanut. So you'd have to think of something that's made of peanuts. Like, something that has peanuts in it. So that you could say you're allergic to that weird, like, thing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Like I'm allergic to Nutter Butters?
Yes. Exactly.
Peanut-filled pretzels?
Right. I think that's a more fun Reese's. Way to say allergies.
Peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
I can't think of, like, a weird thing that has peanut butter in it.
I can't either.
Like, I'm allergic to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah.
But you could just say you're allergic to nuts.
But you're not. But it's not all nuts. It's peanuts.
Why? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
If you're you have a nut allergy? Is something they ask. They don't ask specifically peanuts. They say, do you have a nut allergy?
People who are allergic to peanuts are not allergic to every nut. Maybe some of them are, but I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
What are allergies to nuts? Like, why is that a thing? That like. You're a human, you have a body, but like there's this one particular thing that you can't have because then you'll like people that are allergic to pine nuts, right? Like you'll, your throat will close and you'll swell up and whatever, and you can't breathe, but it's like you only had a pine nut. I don't like what, why are you that way? Why did it that happen?
I don't know. Like I have a friend who's allergic to shellfish. Like he can't eat shellfish. He'll like, his throat will close up. So are you allergic to anything?
I'm not. No, not that I know of, but maybe, I mean, eggs.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I forgot the egg allergy, of course. And lions, because everyone's allergic to lions.
But, like, yeah, it's. I know you're not a doctor, but, like, that's crazy that, like, we're all people, but, like, sometimes we're allergic to certain things and we can't have
it
them.
It is crazy that we're all people, first of all. There's a lot of things that are crazy about people. But, yeah, allergies are very strange.
I saw a thing. Can I talk about this for a second? Sure. I saw a thing that was, like, why is your generation the way you are? It was a TikTok. So you like this, that I started the sentence with, like I saw a TikTok. But it was like, why is your generation like traumatized the way that you are? And this woman explained it was because we had My Girl as children, like My Girl, the movie starring Macaulay Culkin and what's her name?
I don't know, but
she's a great actress. Scene. I can't think of her name right now. They were like, so you were a child. And then the biggest movie star when you were a child was also a child, and he was in Home Alone. And you know what I mean? And it's a Christmas holiday movie, so you obviously watched it. And then the next movie you saw him in, you saw him be stung by a million bees, die, then have an open casket funeral where she cried saying he doesn't have his glasses. You know what I mean? That iconic line, she's such a great, why can't I think of her name? She's so great and still great to this day. She was in Veep. Anyways, like, and it was like, well, this is why our generation is so traumatized, is because like this was the movie star we had, and then we were shown this as children, still as children.
I think a lot of the stuff we watched as kids is like pretty traumatizing. Like Homeward Bound was like so sad.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
They like threw a cat down a waterfall. They like pricked a dog with a bunch of porcupines.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
But they did that in real life.
Homeward Bound. Have you not seen Homeward Bound?
Like I've seen it. Movie they time. Like hurt. They actually threw those animals down things and pricked them. What are you talking about?
I know that they didn't have enough like care for the animals. I need to look it up. I don't want to speak without like doing research on it, but I'm pretty sure. Like they had some regulations with animal stuff back then, but it was a lot different than it is now, where now they take much better care of animals. So I'm sure they threw like a stuffy off the waterfall. I didn't throw a real cat, but when I was little, it looked like they really did throw the cat down the waterfall. And
I don't really remember Homeward Bound that well.
Oh my God. That was traumatizing to me because I remember seeing a lot of things where people die. I remember watching Jurassic Park and watching humans getting eaten by dinosaurs, and it was scary. But like,
when the labyrinth?
Nothing. Nothing. The labyrinth was crazy. Made me cry harder.
A child.
Than Homeward Bound, Black Beauty, the one about the horse.
Don't know that one.
Anything where an animal gets hurt or dies, I'm inconsolable. So like the stuff where people die or people get hurt,
I don't remember Milo and Otis.
Of course, I remember Milo and Otis.
But yeah, but those they were just kind of lost, right?
Yeah, but Homeward Bound is like really sad. You need to rewatch Homeward Bound.
But I just want to analyze this kid.
So much just happened behind you.
Are we now sass?
Yeah, we're now we're just ass love.
The fourth wall has been broken.
We're just ass. We're just relax ass.
Oh no! Welcome to ass.
So I wanted to talk about something really quick. So today when we were out driving,
sure,
we saw something in the sky, love. Do you remember what we saw? Flying high in the sky. No.
But we saw the Goodyear blimp.
And you guys...
And I was like, hey, that's the Goodyear blimp. And you're like, how do you know? And I was like, by the script and the coloring?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't believe me at first.
Well, I didn't, because I couldn't read it.
I was like, no, it is. It's the Goodyear blimp.
It's the Goodyear blimp. And so, anyway, our phones are always listening to us, obviously, because tonight, just before we started filming, I was putting the twins to bed and just kind of scrolling, and I saw like fun facts about the Goodyear blimp. It was like fun facts a bunch of stuff.
I don't like this. It makes me so uncomfortable that our phones are listening to our things.
Yes. Well, I don't mind because it's like I get good information from it. But I don't even remember what the fact was about it. Oh, it was, I don't even think I wrote it down. It was something like the Goodyear blimp is like the official bird of like Redondo Beach or something random. Like, I don't remember what it was, but like that was the fact. And they give a bunch of weird facts, but one of the facts is about the Goodyear blimp. And I was like, you know what? I'm kind of interested in the Goodyear blimp of it all.
Blimps, yeah.
Because I don't know much about them. Why would I? And I've also never understood why people freaked out over blimps. Like, I remember growing up, people being like, look, it's a blimp. Oh, it's a Goodyear blimp. And I was like, why are we hearing so much about this? Like, it's not that exciting to me. Like, hello?
It's a big balloon plane in the sky. Oh, what do you mean?
Wait, here's the deal. I am about to look unbelievably dumb. I'm about to blow your mind with how stupid I am.
Nah.
I did not know what a blimp was, I don't think.
It's a giant hydrogen-filled balloon.
I didn't know that.
With people on it. What did you think it was?
I don't know. I just thought it was like some weird plane thing.
Explain.
Deeper. I don't know. I thought it was like floating because of like propeller.
Did you think it was a manned craft?
I didn't think it was full of helium. I didn't know it was literally a balloon. I literally did not know that.
Okay.
I did not know that. So I was like...
Do you know about the Hindenburg?
The who?
The Hindenburg.
What's that?
It was a disaster with the blimp. You don't...
It's horrible.
You don't know about that?
No, I don't.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
No, I know about the little boy who got into like the little... balloon that his dad made to go to space or something once.
Yeah, but then he wasn't actually in it.
But he wasn't in it
either. Yeah, that's a Netflix documentary, sure. You don't know about the Hindenburg disaster?
I still don't know.
Okay.
Even still.
I've asked it 4 times and right, still don't
and
know.
I still don't know. Are you going to tell me about it, or is that just I should look into that?
You should look into that.
Okay. Well, can I tell you things about the blimp?
Sure.
So this actually did kind of blow my mind a little bit. First of all, the fact that it's just literally a balloon... Aphelium was like, I was like, what? Is it really just a balloon? And it is.
It is, yeah.
So each blimp has a crew of 23. That's a lot of people. 5 pilots, 17 support members who work on rotating schedules and blah, 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 blah. But if that's a lot of people.
I
didn't know that.
I can't picture, I've never been on a blimp, so I can't picture like the lodging and accommodations or like what a cockpit would look like on a blimp even. Like, but like... I know that it's like this giant balloon, and I know that under they have like, you know, some sort of structure where people are operating it from. But
23 people.
But yeah, it sounds like a cruise ship.
Yeah, so I didn't know that it was full of helium, and I also didn't know it could deflate.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was like an aircraft.
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah, but like...
Well, why did you think it looked like that? You just thought it was like...
I just didn't think much of it.
Like metal?
Yeah, I was kind of like not that impressive. I was just kind of like, that's weird.
Huh.
But if punctured, like if something hits it and punctures it, the worst that will happen is that the blimp will slowly lose altitude.
Uh-huh.
Good thing, since the company reports that a blimp is shot at about 20 times a year. Hello?
People see a blimp, they shoot at it?
I guess. And then, so along
this
with the 23 crew members... Each blimp can carry 9 passengers. So 23 crew members, 9 passengers, and the seats have no seatbelts. And I'm really curious to see the inside of this thing.
Ever been on a blimp? No.
Okay, here's the craziest part. There's only 4 Goodyear blimps.
Oh, really? Because I was like, when I saw it today, I was like, well, there must be so many multiples.
I honestly thought it was in the hundreds.
Yeah.
I thought like... They just have blimps. Like, who cares? Like, I didn't think much of it. I've never cared too much about blimps. There's only 20 to 25 blimps in the world total.
And only 4 Goodyear?
That's what the internet said when I Googled
what
this.
What an interesting, like, how do we market our tires? Like, we make these tires for cars. How do we become the #1 tire brand? You know what I mean? And it was just like...
It's not...
What if you build a big balloon that, like, 5 to 6...
It's not the #1 tire brand.
Fly? What is?
It's not Michelin either. I think I saw this in some fun fact video thing. It might be the #1 tire. I don't remember if it was crap.
Oh,
I might
just,
be
getting you're, so you're just spitting facts.
Well, I'm not spitting facts because I don't really remember the fact.
Mm.
But I remember seeing something about tires and someone being like, you think it's going to be Michelin, whatever. It's actually Lego.
Moto. What?
Yeah. I probably got that fact wrong. I honestly might have made that up.
It's Lego.
But wait, I think that's what I saw some person say. I don't know if that's true, but the Goodyear. Wait, what was I going to say after that? I was going to say something before that thought went in my mind. So there's only 4 Goodyear blimps. Do you know how rare that is? How lucky we are that we got to see it today?
So
that's
lucky.
So rare. Think about it. I'm impressed that you have no idea,
like, literally what it was in any capacity.
Think about if I told you.
Pointing at it, and you're just like.
Listen. Think about if there's four of something in the world or in the United States. There's four, and you see it. If someone said there's only four of these in
there's
all
the
There's
only one of you. I could see you right now.
No one wants to see that. I'm saying, like, for real, there's only four, and we saw it today. What are the odds? What was it doing there?
Flying around.
But where is it going?
I don't know.
Does it have a destination, or is it just, is it literally just to promote Goodyear?
It must be like a tennis match or something. Somebody's playing tennis, I feel.
I don't think they fly blimps because people are playing tennis and golf.
Sure they do.
Why do they fly it? Where is it going?
Should look just around. It's like a billboard.
Just around?
Yeah.
That's got to be expensive.
I know, near LAX, they dock it or whatever you would call it.
I thought that the movie Up, you know, the one with like old man like flies all his house with the old balloons. I thought that was such an insane concept because in my head, I'm like, there's no way you could ever fill anything with enough helium to make it float. But like there is, and it's called a blimp.
It's so weird to me, like the year and date that we live in and how in your age that you don't know what a blimp, like you're not aware what a blimp is.
I am now. I knew what a blimp was as far as like I knew what it looked like. And I knew everyone freaks out when they see blimps.
No, nobody freaked out.
You did today.
I was like, it was a bit surprising. Like Tuesday.
Look, it's a blimp. And now I know why.
It's
because
Tuesday afternoon and I'm driving around and then directly above me is the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, I think
one of the four in the entire country.
See, now I know why it's exciting. It's because they're rare. Now I understand.
Is that nice?
They're rare. I was there. I remember it
there.
Too well.
It's Phil there.
Ugh, come on.
What's it doing there?
No.
What?
I remember it.
It's a freestyle all too well. Podcast.
No, I was saying the lyrics all too well.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
By Haley Steinfeld?
No, brah. I had more things to talk about, should we be done? Are our kids crying again for being too awake? From being sickness?
Who do the Lions play week one, love?
I don't know, love.
The Packers.
Okay.
Where are the Packers from? What city?
Carolina.
The Carolina Packers?
Yeah.
Come on. Green?
Green Bay Packers.
So you knew.
Didn't I do a video with one of them or something?
You did a pizza commercial with one of them.
Yeah. Did you know snakes don't have eyelids?
What are you, Flynn? What do you mean? Just randomly just telling me snakes don't have eyelids?
Oh my God. No, now it doesn't say ass, but relax, I just spelled. I was looking into, Flynn's very into snakes right now. I was looking into snake information and.
So what, do they never close their eyes?
They don't have eyelids, love.
How do they sleep? With their eyes open?
I guess they sleep with their eyes. I didn't think about that.
They don't close their eyes?
They don't have eyelids.
All snakes?
All snakes don't have eyes. And they also don't have external ears. They don't have.
Where are their ears?
They had like internal ear things, but they don't have ears on the outside. And they can hear through their jawbone, I'm pretty sure is what I remember. They don't have eyes and they don't have external ears. That's crazy, love.
Sometimes I hear things and it's not from my ears, you know?
I guess.
Do you get that? Does that make sense?
You hear things that aren't through your ears? Like from voices in your head?
No, sure.
I bet you didn't hear a voice in your head.
You hear sounds, but like it's I didn't hear that through my ears. So like,
not me? What do you mean?
What's your next wish?
It's not a question, but I just wanted to say, part of me thinks like, okay,
thoughts. Snake swap. Okay.
No, to avoid predators, some snakes can poop whenever they want, and so they just poop all over themselves to make themselves dirty and stinky, so the predator will go away and leave them alone because they're so stinky of poop.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I feel like that's every animal.
What?
I think a lot
you think
of
cats I think just poop and roll in it to make it so
I think it was like a self-defense mechanism. I think a lot of animals defecate themselves, you know?
Which ones? Name three animals that poop and then roll in it to stink so bad the predators go away.
Skunks?
No, they don't.
Me?
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like I would.
And this is so me.
Uh-huh.
Some venomous snakes have died after accidentally biting themselves and poisoning themselves.
That's funny.
That would so be me.
Yeah, you would do that.
And did you know this? Okay, so snakes, they swallow their food whole, right?
Uh-huh.
Their teeth, their fangs, whatever, they're curled, like they're curved, so they go backwards.
I made a Play-Doh snake today, and I'm aware.
And they crawl. Do you know why?
I don't.
Well, they don't chew their food.
Well, I feel like because if you're catching prey, you wouldn't want to, like, it would be to keep the prey in to the
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, it's essentially those, like, you know, so when parking lots.
Fork.
You know, when parking lots have those, like, spikes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you don't want to go back out because this is going to pop your
pop
tires.
Pop tires, yeah.
It makes it so, like, that they the can't get out.
That seems logical, yeah. I knew the answer. I knew that. Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. I
didn't know this.
I'm trying to think
of
predatory animals and how their fangs look. But yeah, it seems like that makes sense that they're, when I picture a fang, it's like curved in and it would make sense logically why it would do that. Like for.
Do any other animals swallow their food whole like that?
Like I don't know. I don't know about the chewing habits of animals.
I don't either. But I know snakes.
Snakes are weird because you're like, yeah, they don't chew really.
Snakes are just a bunch of ribs and skin, you know?
Yeah, man. We're always talking about ribs and skin. News podcasts and snakes. weird thing for you to say. Snakes are just ribs and skin?
Pretty much. Are they not? They smell with their tongue. That's kind of weird.
Uh-huh. I can't believe we're going to have one as a pet. Starting
tomorrow. We literally have not spoken about this online. You just opened a can of worms or a can of snakes, I guess. You want to talk about that?
I didn't know. Are we not allowed to?
No, we're definitely allowed to.
We're about to be the very responsible and well-researched owners of a pet hognose snake.
Why is that? Because you told our son, did you get him a snake?
Because I told our son that he behind your back snake. Without your knowledge
that he would get him a snake.
In theory, that he could have, there was a set of circumstances to where he wouldn't need to get the snake, and I didn't think it would happen. But I said, in case, and this was to encourage him to be brave in a situation,
mm-hmm.
I was like,
I'll get you a snake.
Well, if it doesn't work out in this way, where I think it's clearly going to happen, because it's one of two, so mm-hmm. I feel like this is, I don't know if this makes sense, but I'm not going to go into detail about it. But that, like, if that doesn't happen in this one of two scenarios, 50-50, then for you to still be brave in this situation, we'll think and start doing research about maybe you can pick a new pet. And then he picked a snake, and then we went to
a pet store.
A place.
And they had snakes?
Above a pet store. It's like an elevated pet store where they yes. you know, had some very knowledgeable, amazing people. And then
yeah,
kind of, and kind of in front of you, me and him got roped into the idea of a hognose snake baby as a new member of our family.
Yeah, there's a very sweet,
amazing,
well-tempered, yeah. like calm, sweet little hognose snake. But yeah, it definitely was.
And for a month now since then, because there's like a waiting period, we've been just been doing research and building a enclosure.
And visiting that place every single
and
day.
And going back there every day to say hello while they're in kind of their regiment of feeding quarantined, you know, to get them
mm-hmm.
established in the world. And apparently tomorrow...
Or someday soon. We're not quite sure. It depends on when they think he's ready. Or she. I guess we don't know if it's a boy or girl.
Flynn insists it's a male, but...
But yeah, it's very intense. I've watched countless hours of videos of people talking about the proper care for this particular type of snake. I like snakes. I have nothing against snakes.
Yeah, I thought it would be cool with you because like you were like, the one thing I think is... pretty as a snake. Like you like snakes.
I do think snakes are
cool. I never had a snake as a pet. Like briefly I did when I was a child. We caught a what was called a black rat snake on the East Coast, and we had that for a pet for a little bit, but then you had to like feed it rodents, and us kids, we didn't really like that part of it.
Yeah.
And so we released into the wild where it was from.
Flynn or Eric said to me when Flynn told me that Daddy said I could have a pet snake. And Ed goes, and Eric
I thought they'd just say, like, because it's yeah, small.
Yeah, Eric, listen to what he's about to say.
I thought they just made, like, crickets.
He said this, and he says this still. And he said it to me, in the, I look at him, and I go, what? Who said you're getting a snake? What's happening? And we were talking about this, and I go, what? And Eric goes, we're going to get a small one. It's not like it's going to eat mice or anything.
Right, it's just going to eat bugs and like roaches.
I was like, it's a snake. It eats rodents. And he was like, no, it can eat crickets. It's a small one.
So do all snakes, they all eat rodents, and that's all they eat?
Yes, they eat. Actually, hognose snakes eat, like, toads.
But then they're like, oh, well, they eat these things. They're like, well, they eat pinkies. And I'm like, oh, yeah, pinkies. Okay, got it. Yeah. And I didn't know what that meant. What definitively are...
Do you not know what a pinky is?
Well, I assume it's like a little newborn baby.
Yeah, mouse. It's horrific. It's and frozen. Here's the thing.
Is this ethical?
This man says, we'll just feed it crickets. And I say, no, it has to eat mice. You know we have to feed it mice. And then we get to the pet store, and we're looking at this cute little hognose snake.
It's tiny. How is it eating?
And Eric, to the person working there, goes, can he eat, like, crickets? Or and I was like, we've had this conversation, and also, and the person looked at you like, no, pinkies.
I still want to believe that, yeah.
It eats crickets.
But pinkies is like, they're baby mice.
Yeah, they sure are.
So some company's making frozen baby mice?
It's real dark. You'd think that they would make...
I love my kids. I love them and their interests and their hobbies. And I feel like it, in my heart, it furthers empathy and science and caring and understanding the world around them and the stakes of the footprint that we leave. And I feel like apparently in this circumstance, it's at the cost of a frozen baby mice company.
Snakes live a long time too. You know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 10 years.
Longer, love.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to. Can we go back to charcuterie?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like that was a happy time.
You know, let's not do more pets. Maybe. Just a thought.
Yeah, we got
it's a kitten for me someday. It's the only other pet we need. Someday.
Well, yeah, our pets are attacking your eyeballs.
Yeah.
And now your ears don't work.
Now that doesn't have to do with the pets.
I feel like there's some sort of connection.
Between pets and ears?
Yeah, but there'd be... He pecked your eye and now you have to wear...
Snakes don't even have...
The chicken pecked your eye and now you have to wear AirPods upside down. Like, that's... I feel like that's connected.
I'm like a snake, like, man.
Right there. I can see, like, how close they are.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. We need to go. We gotta go. Let's eat more charcuterie.
Thank goodness for that. Have another glass of white wine.
Another glass?
Yeah.
I didn't even have one glass.
You only had a sip.
It was yummy, though. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. And we're coming up on our 200th episode. Coming
soon. Sonic. So close.
I know. See you next week.
Bye.